Greg, after I told the storm took off, did you expect this industry to be very receptive to Greg O'Quinn? And if that didn't happen, what happened to your faith?
I expected to be more received, and for a minute, very much so. And then it went away for a minute. And the thing about it, it never shook my faith. It made me look at industry sometimes, music industry, in a cynical way. But I needed to see that. So this time around, I understand what's real and what really matters. You know, it was a, when you have a song that hits real hard like that, and you see people change on you, you know. So it's been an incredible ride. But people sometimes changed for me, thought that I would change personally because, you know, people know your music. So then they begin to change, anticipating you to change. And that's not what it's about. God has allowed me to stay really, really grounded. And that's the way I want to ride this time around as well. I like to stay grounded and just be great, you know.
Have there been any lessons learned in this industry?
Yeah, and I learn them from people like you, man. When I get to talk to people who, like yourself, who are announcers, and you got the respect and the ear of the people, and you know, around the country, I listen and I try to sponge up what I can from people with wisdom, you know. But the one thing I've learned is that you can't trust men. You know, and it's something my father taught me a long time ago, but I had to learn it out here, that you'll get promised everything, you'll get, you know, everybody's patting you on the back, and while you're on the charts, you're all that, and you get all these promises, and you really can't trust anybody but God, you know. Cause at the end of the day, you know, he's the one that's going to never lie to you, and he's the one that's always going to handle his word, you know. So I say, trust no man, not even yourself. You got to trust God. I don't care what kind of marketing plan you have. I don't care who you have guest on your record. I don't care how many members you have in your church. At the end of the day, it's about who you're in covenant with.
Great. Those are some great words of wisdom. I guess, Greg O'Quinn. Greg, what are some other songs on your project that we should look for?
I have a single out now called Lead Me Jesus, which is it's kind of funny because it's like a really old throwback song. My mother calls it my Color Purple song.
Okay.
But, you know, it's being received right now around the country very well, and it's humorous to me because I never thought it was going to be on the CD. And then now to see it being received like it is, it's funny, but I have a song called Breakthrough I really like. Survivor, which is like the next sequel to I Told the Storm, that's on the record. I have a song called Say a Little Prayer. I don't know if you remember the old Aretha Franklin, Dionne Warwick.
Right, I do. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we did something with that, man. It is a real fun house of a dance tune, kind of like that, but it says Say a Little Prayer.
Oh, okay.
So you can expect that on the record. You know, it's an incredible thing.
Well, Greg, it's been a pleasure. We wish you nothing but success. How can one get in contact with Greg and pick up your new project?
Well, I want to send everybody directly to pendulumrecords.com. They can buy the single right now at $199 on pendulumrecords.com. Also, it is available on iTunes April the 14th, Lead Me Jesus. And simply on Facebook, you can just type in Greg O'Quinn. MySpace, you can type in Greg O'Quinn. Our release date is for After the Storm is June the 30th, nationwide.
Okay. Greg, it's a pleasure, and we wish you nothing but blessed success, and thanks again for just taking time with us.
And let me thank you personally, man, for supporting our ministry and for having me and asking the type of questions that I think people want to hear. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Our guest, Greg O'Quinn, on Star 94.1.